Everyone is extremely excited that so far that I've talked to today, Jesus is still on the throne.
Yeah.
Guess what? Tomorrow, he'll still be on the throne. There's nobody that can compare to him. He has all power in heaven and in earth. And all means all. So that means the devil has none, and all we have is what's in Christ, which is more than enough. We ought to be real thankful today of what Jesus did for us. And he lived on earth. He paid the price. He went to the cross. You know all that. But, you know, he said, it's best that I go away so the Holy Spirit can come. Because without the presence of the Holy Spirit, we would be doing a lot of effort on our own and probably, like me, not going very far, very fast. But because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, not only on us, but in us, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, all things are possible to those that believe.
Amen.
Now look at your neighbor and ask this question. Are you a believer? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll wait just a second. Got some more coming in. We have some very important... There you go. We got refocused. That's some very important announcements today. I will say this, and Judy's going to reaffirm it, but we got some great progress going next door with upstairs and the nursery. And soon and very soon, we'll be back to normal. And praise God for that. Amen? You're going to be pleasantly surprised at all that's happening over there. It's going to be awesome. Amen? Praise God. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you fill this place up today with your glory and your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit upon us and in us and with us. And that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And Lord, we need your help. Holy Spirit, speak through us. Touch through us. We're yours. We belong to God. The Spirit of the Lord is in us and upon us. So, Lord God, we are so thankful for the day of Pentecost that we celebrate today. On that day, in that room, you came in a way like no one ever thought that you could. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that your will is being done on earth as it is in heaven, in my life, in everyone's life, because we look to you. And we yield to you and ask that your will be done. And Lord God, we thank you that you're causing great things to happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all ready for some announcements?
Yeah.
They're going to be important now, so you got to listen up. We're going to give you a quiz at the end of church before we leave. If you can recite all Judy's going to tell you. You ready, Anthony? Don't lie to me. You just lied. Come out of him, devil. Amen. Steph, you give him some cheat notes over there, okay? Praise God. All right, God's good.
Well, as Brother Jimmy said, today is Pentecost Sunday. So we just ask that you just be open to the Holy Spirit. You just... If you want to pray, if you want to stand up and clap your hands, just... be open to him and all that he has for you today. We will have prayer this afternoon at 5 in the chapel next door. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. Do not want to miss it. So please be here for that. Evening worship will be at 6. We still will not have youth. Wednesday Bible study at 7 o'clock. Work is still going on in the fellowship hall. We thank you so much for your patience in that, for all the help that has been given. Still some things to be done, so there still is no nursery. And because of that, and because of the COVID situation, we ask respectfully, please, y'all, children and families sit together. Keep your children with you You know, some people are uncomfortable with people getting up close or whatever. So we just, you know, I don't care. I'm good. But just please keep your children with you. Just be respectful of others, and that's what we're asking. Adult Sunday School will meet next Sunday in the chapel. So all you grown-ups, be ready. But no youth still yet. Y'all, they're working just as fast as they can, and it won't be long and things will get back, you know, to where they need to be. I told Brother Jimmy this morning, he and I were talking, and God has just been dealing with me all week about prayer and about this country and about the way things are going. And y'all, I am a very patriotic person. I love the Lord and I love this country with everything in me. And I ask on this Sunday and every day, pray for our country. Pray for these elections. Y'all, there are some things that are hinging on this election. And it's a situation that could, you know, I'm claiming victory for America. I am claiming victory for America. This country is not going to go the way of the Roman civilization and other civilizations that allowed sin and degradation and so forth to thrive and to prosper in their civilizations. America is not going to do that. We are going to rise up as a church. We are going to pray. I ask that you pray sincerely that blinders be removed from people's eyes, that hatred be removed from people's hearts. You know, God is love. God is love. We have got to get past voting because of a party. I am not telling you how to vote. Please, don't anybody take it that way. What I'm asking is, look at the political platforms that these parties represent. How do they line up with the Bible? How do they line up with the Word of God? Use that. Let God and the Holy Spirit guide you. Ask for help. Where does our help come from? It comes from God. We have heavenly help, y'all. We're not in any of this by ourselves. Amen? Amen? Father God, I just give you praise this morning. God, I thank you that you touch each and every heart in this building. Father, I ask that you just, God, open us up to whatever you have for us, for whatever the Holy Spirit has for us. God, this is Pentecost Sunday, and we ask that the Holy Spirit rain down in here as it never has before. We know that He is inside us. We know that He's beside us. We know that we have help from heaven itself in the form of angels. And God, we loose those angels right now. God, we send them out. We send out angel armies, not just one or two, but we send out the heavenly host, Father, from border to border of this country, north, south, east, and west. Father God, we loose them to move on our behalf, on the behalf of this nation, on the behalf of our president, on the behalf of the Supreme Court. Father God, you know that change has to be made. Change for the better. Change for your kingdom. Oh, we need it, God. We need you. We need you. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you for your precious love for us. And God, just let us be your arms, your feet. Let us be you here on earth so that someone can truly see that God is love, that God is love. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, somebody say amen. God is good. Let's all jump to our feet. Thank him today. He is good.
Freedom to dance in your presence, freedom to walk in this.
you, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweet. Shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come to this place and fill the atmosphere.
Let's, a lot of things are going on. Holy Spirit is ministering to people. Let's just take a time out here for just a minute and let's pray. Yes. Some of us need to be on our feet praising God instead of sitting down. We need to be serious about this. You're singing to the Most High God. He saved you from burning hell just like me. It's very, very important that we praise Him and worship Him. He inhabits the praises of His people. You want God to show up? You show up. Invite Him in. Amen? Could everybody that's able, please stand. If you're able, please stand. If you can't, that's perfectly fine. But we are honoring the Most High God. He's entering the room. Donald Trump were to walk in here, we'd all be all over each other trying to get to him. Get an autograph. See him. Jesus is here. And we're just comfortable. Something's not quite right with this picture. We come to church to worship Him and to thank Him and to give Him praise and honor and glory for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He's going to do. Whether we know it or not, we're going to need God tomorrow. We're going to need Him today. And He knows our heart. And many times our posture reveals our heart. He's worthy to be praised. He died for us. He went to hell for us. He was delivered from there for us. And He lives in us today. Today is the day of Pentecost. We celebrate that. It happened 2,000 years ago. But we live in it every day because of the presence of God in our lives. Where would you be without Him? Right. If your house was on fire and the fire truck showed up and they put out the fire, would you be thankful? That's a small matter compared to your eternity and mine. And if we want things from God and we want to do what God's called us to do, we're going to have to put out some effort more than ever. If you want the angels of God to interact with you, we're going to have to be ready, knowledgeable. Ready to answer the call. God loves us so much. And we love Him too. So as we stand today, in agreement, in unity, in one accord, in one place, one time, one heart, one mind, let's just lift up our hands. And I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Let's say that, repeat it after me, please. Father, in Jesus' name, we are thankful for Your presence in our lives. We're thankful for Your plan of redemption that saved us, fills us, redeems us, heals us, blesses us, gives us a future, gives us hope, destiny, and legacy. Thank You, Father. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind, I declare that Jesus is my Lord, and He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is no other to worship, to give glory to, because they're all dead. But You are alive. And we thank You for You being alive, filling us, walking among us. Now we rejoice, Lord God. I'm asking for Your anointing on each one in this building, in the congregation, on our praise team, on the sound team. Lord God, I thank You, angels, that You're doing great things to cause great things to happen. We enter into, it's a will, it's a choice. Yes. We choose to worship You today. Yes. We choose to give it our best. We choose not to be slack. We choose to set up and pay attention. We We choose to set up and pay attention. We choose to put you first. We choose to declare that Jesus is Lord over all. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, fill this place right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a flurry of angel activity. Let there be a weight, a heaviness of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord God, you fix everything in here today. And Lord God, we repent for not giving you our best. We're not at the theater, the movie house. We're in church. And you command and demand our best and our attention. So, Lord, we say yes. Yes to you. We have it now. Now, Lord, I'm asking for your anointing on us to go into your presence with joy and thanksgiving. And we give you praise for it. We believe we receive it. So we thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Just say, mountains are still time out. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. We got a word.
I'm sorry. 40 years ago yesterday, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And I want to tell you, that changed my entire life. And if you are here and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, please, please do not leave here today. Somebody will pray with you, will lead you into the baptism. I can't tell you, I am truly a different person than I was before I received it. And I'm not perfect by any means, but it surely helped you in your life. So I just say, don't leave here without receiving that baptism.
Amen. While I was in the shower, the Holy Ghost gave me some. Anyway, how the dove descended on Jesus when he was getting baptized. Before that, he had the same will. But God said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Absolutely. It takes a choice. He said, choose life. Right. So, but we cannot do nothing without that spirit. That spirit is what does what needs to be done.
Amen.
And it takes our choice to do it.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see that. Wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised.
Yes, we can see them. Wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. Set our hearts on you.
See the offering at this time. Glory to God. Diane. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You know, Wednesday night, last Sunday, you know, Wanda Carroll gave a message, or as she spoke, as she was speaking, God was speaking through her about us winning souls.
Yeah.
And being soul, being going after the harvest. And Saturday morning, not this one, but the Saturday before, the Lord spoke to me and he said, "You have said, I just wish the Lord would come back and take care of us and get us out of here. But the Lord said, I'm not ready yet. I have much mercy and I have much grace. And I want to see many people saved." He said, "The harvest is ripe. And it's time to put in the sickle and to go after the harvest." He says, "And then he'll return." He said, "It's time for us to get busy and be soul winners." You know, the word says, a wise man is a soul winner. And that's what we all need to be. I think we have so lost our heart for getting people saved.
Right, Diane. Amen.
I know I am so slack in that. I mean, I can minister to you all day about health and healing and wholeness and laying hands on you and ministering to you. And I do that. But as far as just walking up to somebody and asking them, if they died today, would they go to heaven? I am slack on that. I am slack on that. I've always been slack on that. I mean, I can minister all day long. But we got to get real, people. We got to get real. And we have got to put it in our hearts to want to have compassion and see people saved.
Amen.
See people filled with the Holy Ghost. They can't even be filled with the Holy Ghost unless they be saved.
That's right.
And the only way that they can come to the Father is through Jesus.
Yes.
And we have the word of the Lord for them. We've got to reach out.
Yes.
And we have got to touch people's hearts and lives. And then when we get busy, it won't be long. He'll come back and get us. Get us out of all this. Amen.
Amen.
I feel like this is what the word of the Lord gave me last week as well. He will love you and bless you and increase you. This is Deuteronomy 7:13. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb. That's your children.
Yes.
The crops of your land, your grain, your new wine and olive oil, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, and the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. You will be blessed more than any other people.
Yes.
None of your men or women will be childless.
Yes.
Nor will any of your livestock be without young.
Thank you.
The Lord will keep thee from disease. Coronavirus.
Yes.
COVID-19. You are
yes.
under the curse.
Yes.
And we've been redeemed from the curse. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on those who hate you. I'm telling you, that right there covers it all. He has done it all for us. He has done it all for us. I just praise him this morning. I just thank him for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. And God, I thank you that you love our children, that you want to bless the children of our womb, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you bless our livestock. Lord, for Bart and Casey's cows that are sick this morning, we send 1 Peter 2:24 to them. And by your stripes, those cows are healed. Everything that belongs to us, Lord God, you want us under the blessing. And I speak the blessing over those cows. They're healthy, they're healed, they're whole, they're well. I thank you, God, that we have increase. The more and the more, us and our children. The blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich. And you add no sorrow to it. Lord, I thank you that you load us down daily with benefits. And I thank you, Father God, as we come and we give our tithe this morning, our offerings this morning, we give them in honor and worship of you. We don't take it lightly, Lord, but we give our love. We put our love on this offering and on these tithes. And we speak the Most High God blessing on them. They'll return unto us 100-fold. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And we say there's increase on this house. There's blessing on this house. There's health, there's healing, there's wholeness. And I thank you, Father. No sickness, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We're the healed of the Lord. We walk in supernatural health, healing, and wholeness. And no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence. In Jesus' name. Now come and give in faith.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of praise.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, make me. the walls fall and the chains break, praise you till the enemy is under my feet. Oh, he's under my feet. He's under my feet.
Hallelujah.
Give me a house of praise.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We fight from a place of victory.
Yes.
Brother Jerry taught us that. We fight from a place of victory. Can we get happy about that? Come on! Are you ready to fight? Are you ready to go? Come on, we gotta fight. We gotta fight for the one that don't know God. We gotta fight for him.
Yes.
Somebody fought for us. But you know what? We win every time. Every time. In every situation. Oh, thank you, Lord. The devil may say, well, you didn't win in that situation because such and such. He's a liar. Because he's under my feet. So that's when praise comes into action. And we have to stand up and say, no, devil. Not in my world. It may be in this world out here, but it's not, shall not come nigh my dwelling.
Yes.
Me and my house,
yes,
we serve the Lord. So it works every time. Everybody say it. It works every time. The Word of God works every time. Not just sometimes, not if I don't mess up, but it works every time. Thank you, Lord. Woo, he's under my feet. Thank you. You may be seated.
Woo, well, let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Thank you for our praise team, too, and our sound team. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. He is so very, very good. Amen. It's good to see you all today. It's good to be back from Texarkana. And we learned a lot of stuff. And praise God. For those of you that viewed on live stream, thank you for doing that. Because it was very, very, thank you, Mike, very valuable. And very, very important, because it was a topic about angels, and we'll be getting into that, and because they're here all the time. Look, tell your neighbor, there's an angel around you. Amen. We all have one. We all have one angel. Most of you got more than one. But that angel was in that room when you got born that day. That's your angel.
Yes.
And he'll be in that room when you die.
Yes.
Your angel will be there. Isn't that cool? You see, we can't see them normally. Therefore, we don't give them much attention. We don't appreciate them like we should. And because they are creatures made by God for ministering to us. Thank you, my friend. And they're with us all the time. Every time you wake up, the angels are there. And we need to be speaking to them. Because the whole kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, operates on words. Love, faith, and how does faith work? Let's see. Well, I need to do an illustration. Let's see. Who in this row has got a purse? Anne's got a purse. Is that it right there? Yeah, get it up here. I'll take it. Thank you, Kim. You're going to make an old man bend over. Ah.
I ain't saying
that. Amen. It's pink, too. Don't y'all appreciate that?
You look beautiful.
I look beautiful, don't I? All right. Let's just pretend that we're about to be dismissed. We're just pretending, right? Okay, we have this purse up here. Ann has her purse. And we're about to go get in the car and leave. Okay, so, Ann, now you've got to participate here. Now you've got to pretend that we're leaving. So what are you going to do? You got to get up now, and I keep going to your car. What are you going to do? Yeah. We didn't rehearse this. I guess y'all can tell. All right.
You forgot my purse. Go back and get it.
Here's your purse.
Thank you.
Precious.
Yeah.
Okay. But you see, either she or I would have to physically get the purse, go get it, and pick it up and take it home. Right? In the spirit world, everything you need and you need to obtain, to get hold of, take home with you, whatever, you can't go get it with your hand. You get it with your words. You speak the word of God and they appear. That's how faith works. Faith is released by speaking God's word. God will move the mountain. He'll bring the miracle. He'll do whatever God does. But that's how you obtain things, possess things. That's how the economy of the kingdom of God works. It's with the words we say. Now just sit back and close your eyes for 5 seconds. I'm watching. Every eye's closed. Every head's bowed. Now receive Jesus. No, I'm kidding. That's a wrong prayer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you'll. So, words are important, huh? Did any of you think about all the bad words you've been saying? I'm not talking about four-letter words. I'm just talking about negative words. You know, oh, man. He told us to stand up a while ago. And I don't want to stand up. Well, thank you for standing up anyway. It's the words that we do. James says that our words set the course of nature in motion. So I wonder why I'm in such a mess. It's probably because of what I've been saying all this time. You can change. This is where the rubber meets the road right here. You can change your world by what you say.
Yes.
Amen. God's word, you speak God's word, it will change your world for the better. This is home improvement, buddy, at its best. Just change your words. It don't cost a dime. You don't have to go to Home Depot to get anything. You just change your words. You may have to turn off gun smoke. You may have to turn off that soap opera. You may have to turn off Fox News or some other news. Just turn it and this right here, just watch your words and watch God do a miracle. The angels go with your words. You tell them they're here to minister for us. And when you speak, they go to do what you need for them, what you want to have happen. That's how the thing works. Now, if we wanted a car, we'd probably go to Tupelo or Columbus somewhere, and we'd look at cars, and we would probably maybe even actually buy a car there. We go through all the work and jump through all the hoops to get something done. Or we want groceries, and we'll probably go to the grocery store. No, I shouldn't say that. She probably won't go to the grocery store. Anyway, payback time. So anyway, we have to go do this, but in the spirit, it's a fight of faith. In the spirit, we speak the word of God. By His stripes, I am healed. I'm blessed coming in and going out. You speak the words, and guess what? You can't see it. You can't feel it. But those angels have gone to get that for you. And don't keep, and I'm speaking to me. Keep saying negative things or contrary things. They get halfway out there and you call them back. We believe. Jairus met Jesus when he got off the boat. Fell at his feet. A dignified leader of the community, of the church. And he says, my daughter is at home dying. Would you come and lay your hands on her and I hope she gets well? That's not what he said. He said, come lay your hands on her and she will be healed. Jesus said, let's go. Well, on the way, you know what happens. The lady with the issue of blood shows up. She gets right in the way of Jairus' crisis. Anybody ever had a crisis? You ever had a crisis? Maybe you're having one right now. I don't know. But God's got a word for you. God can do two things at one time. I can't. But he can. The woman came up. Her faith demanded action. She touched the hem of his garment. Anointing flew out of him. She was healed. Glory to God. On the way to another healing. But in the meantime, Sandy, some of the Facebook crowd showed up. She's already dead. I knew you wasted your time anyway going down there to get that crazy preacher. Don't bother the master anymore. She's dead. I got good news. Is everybody listening to this? I have good news for you. Some of the dead dreams of your life can be resurrected. If you'll stay the course. If you'll continue to do what Jesus told Jairus to do. They came to Jairus, tell the master, let's go to get something to eat. Forget it. She's dead. I don't bother you anymore. Jesus turned and said, Jairus, believe only. Look at your neighbor and say, you just believe. Just believe. Changes everything. Right in the middle of his crisis, the worst time of his life, God gives him a word. What was it? Believe. Believe. And what happened? They went on. Jesus goes in the house. Nothing's changed. It looks just like the same. But Jesus has got inside information. He knows who he is. He is the resurrection and the life. That's what he told Martha, wasn't it? I am the resurrection and the life. He walks in the room, puts everybody out of the house. All those Facebook, I shouldn't say that. Sorry. I'm now on Facebook, but I'm not on. I can't get everything working right. Give me a little time. I am in training, that is for sure. And but the naysayers, Jesus put out of the house. They're ready for a funeral. He's ready for resurrection. Don't go burying your dreams because you had a bad day. You got a flat tire. Don't look up at God and say, why me, God? Of course, nobody in here has ever done that, have we? And he shouts back from heaven, only believe, Jimmy, only believe. But God, it's complicated. But here comes a tow truck. Here comes a guy pulling up behind you who's going to change the tire for you. Here comes a guy that's actually got strength enough to take the lug nut off. How many of us guys are running into that situation when they put it on so tight you couldn't hardly get it off of the impact wrench? But they got one of those big bars and they can get it done. Thank God for that. Only believe. Only believe. You can be like Brother Jerry Savelle. Had car trouble in the middle of the night. And he's on the way to a meeting. And he sees a light on up there at this business. And he pulls in. Little garage. And they got a cafe next to it. The cafe's closed. But it's night. It's probably fairly late. But he goes in there and the guy's is there. And he says, I have car trouble. And the guy says, well, pull it on in here. Well, he pulls it in there. They get it on the lift and get to working on it. And the guy gets it fixed. And he said, well, how much do I owe you? He said, oh, you don't owe me anything. Wow. Wow. And we'll say, wow. So, Brother Jerry thanks him and then gets in his car and goes about his business. And a few days later, he's in the area and he goes by to thank the guy. And again, to talk to him. And he gets there. The little cafe thing is open, but there's nobody in that garage. It is just nothing. It's been vacant. You could tell it hasn't been vacant. I mean, it hasn't been in business for a while. And he goes in there and he goes into the restaurant and says, where's the guy that runs the garage thing? And the guy in the restaurant said, what are you talking about? The guy that works in the garage over here. Oh, that garage has been closed for years. That man hadn't been here in forever. He said, what? I know I'm at the right place But I was here the other night. My car, had trouble. I needed some help. And I pulled in here. The light was on. I pulled in here. And a guy was here. And he said, pulled on here. He fixed it. Didn't even charge me anything. And I left. And I come back today. Nobody's been there in years. But somebody was there for Brother Jerry. And that somebody's there for you. That somebody's there for me. Angels are all around us. God cares. If I'll only believe. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to believe this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Jairus' daughter was healed. She says, she's just asleep. Raises her up. And they're all sad now and still crying. No. You get happy when God does things. I need to get happy because God's done a lot of things for me. He's done a lot of things for you. So let's just be happy about what God's done for us. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him thanksgiving. I'm telling you what, He's going to take care of you if I'll only believe. But when I go to doubting and saying things negative, your angels just go. They have nothing to work with because they work by what? Words. Who's your words, God's word in you through your mouth and your tongue speaking the word of God, and they go to do what they're designed to do to minister for us. Read Hebrews chapter 1. I'm telling you, when we get a hold of this, it's going to change everything for you and for me, because we're going to have a lot more confidence when we realize that we got a lot of help. Emerald, we got a lot of help around us, baby. I'm telling you, He's helping me with my technology all the time. He just says, type in the name of Emerald. She can post it and get it all out there. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I have help. One of my angels is named Emerald. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, words. Well, today is the day of Pentecost as we celebrate that. And you know, does anybody know what happened on the day of Pentecost? Well, just before that, 10 days before, Jesus is about to be caught up into heaven, the day of ascension, right? Are you with me? Are you with me? Look at your neighbor and say, we are going to get out of here before 2. Are y'all cold or hot?
Cold.
Okay, Mikey, we're cold. And I hear teeth chattering and see a little snowflake around too. Some are cold. Suzanne, how about you, baby? Your hands are not because it's so cold? Oh my goodness. Pray for her now in Jesus' name. God heals numbness of fingers by the touch of the thermostat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want everybody to be comfortable. But just as a warning, a disclaimer. You're not going to be comfortable, all of you, because we can't. That's impossible. It doesn't work at home, does it? It don't work here either. But we'll do our best. We want you comfortable. Hallelujah. But a few days before the day of ascension, before the day of Pentecost, Jesus is there and with His disciples, and there are close to 500 people there. Everybody say 500. 500, that's a lot of people. A lot of people were there. Jesus says, tarry in Jerusalem till the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Father, comes. And so, and then by that time, He goes whoop up into the cloud. And there are angels there, and they say, why are you standing around looking up? The way you see Him go is the way He's coming back. I said, that's the way He's coming back. Yeah, aren't you glad He's coming back? You know what happened? 10 days later, He came back in the form of the Holy Ghost, and He's been here ever since. Yes. Hallelujah. I got help. I don't know about y'all, but I got some help today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, He ascends. How many people were there?
500.
He tells them to go. They go to Jerusalem and stay in Jerusalem. Tarry there till the promise of the Father is given. So they get a rent of an upper room. They're in the upper room. How many is in the upper room? I wish Miss Lucille were here today. She'd say about 50. No, it's 120. Well, where did the other 380 go? Home, fishing, golfing, whatever they want to do. But I'm telling us, y'all, we're living in a very serious time.
Yes, we are.
It's a time to pray. Yes. It's a time to be about the Father's business. We need to do what He says to do. Amen? We want the best of God. It's just simply, you know, you reap what you sow. You got to give God your best. And that goes for all of us. True? And we all need to improve. Look at your neighbor and say, Brother Jimmy's talking right. He sure needs to improve. You didn't add that last part, but I wish you would. Anyway. So, 380 are missing. Sound like some of my church days. If everybody was here, supposed to be here, I'm not kidding. And probably every preacher could say this. This house would not hold everybody. But guess what? Let me tell you something. Just because 380 didn't show up, didn't mean God didn't show up.
That's right.
Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just be thrilled you're there. Everybody say, I'm there.
I'm there.
Hallelujah. So they're in there about 10 days, you know, and that in itself is quite a miracle. Can you imagine all of us being in one room for 10 days together?
Amen.
Travis, some of us done 80-osed out the window, buddy. I'm telling you. So anyway, but they were there. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, we need to get that on the screen. Acts 2, verse 1. Holy Spirit, you just cut right to the chase, didn't you, sir? And he said, yes, I did. I got to get these folks out of here because they'd be hungry. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Pentecost meaning 50. Pentecost comes exactly 50 days. Did I say 50? 50 days after Easter. Okay? And Jesus went about for 40 days showing himself alive with many infallible proofs. But there was 10 days there. They were on their own. All they had going for them was the obedience to the Word of God. It looked like it was over, Judy. They thought it was over the day he died. Then all of a sudden they hear he's alive. Then all of a sudden they see him and they talk to him and they touch him. He appears, he just comes through the wall, talks to them. He's from another dimension now. That's where your angels are. They can show up anytime. And they're here. Glory to God. So they're there for 10 days. But then, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, I would say, just being logical as I am most of the time, that could be a joke. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, about the hour Jesus died, on that same day, 50 days later, that same time, something happened. What happened? They were all with one accord. That's a pretty good miracle right there. All with one accord in one place. That's another miracle. That's two miracles right there. Verse 2. And suddenly, ever say suddenly.
Suddenly.
Let me tell you something. When God gets ready to do something, it's going to happen quick.
Yeah.
Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And just as a little side note here, the word wind in the Bible many, many, many times means angelic activity. Okay? And it filled all the house. What did? The sound of a rushing mighty wind. Filled that house. Just whoo. Now we've had experiences here. You've probably had some experiences in your life where God just showed. And, hey, where'd that come from? It came from heaven. Rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. Let me say when. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Whatever it says. Now that means divided. A cloven hoof, like on a cow, is divided. A cloven tongues, two tongues, like fire, not like a big cigarette lighter. Now get that out of your mind. Everybody say, I'm not thinking about a big right now. We're thinking about, in this room, the sound of a rushing, mighty wind like they'd never heard before. Whoo, fill that room. They're just sitting there. And now you got a fire in the room. You got the wind, you got the fire, and another word for angelic activity many, 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 many times is fire. You get the wind and the fire together, you're about to have something. What happened when Elijah was caught up? What showed up? Fiery chariot and a whirlwind. Fire and wind. And what happened to Elijah? He just stand there and it went on by. No. Something happened. Something happened here that changed the face of the earth. Miss Joy talked a while ago about changing her life. Well, if it hadn't been for this day, Miss Joy, it wouldn't have happened. Wouldn't have. But if it hadn't been for this day, the church would not be alive. This is the birthday of the church. Aren't you glad? Oh, we've just been having to go through the religious aspect of all this. But now, Bill, we can do this because he's on the inside of us. We got help. We got the Spirit of God. We got angels all about us. And we got the Word of God. We have, my, we got such good help. So now we are something special. We are separated from the world, belonging to God, filled with the Spirit of God. And on this day, there was the sound of a rushing mighty wind and fire dividing and setting on each of us. Ever say on each of us?
On each of us.
Now let's see. We got about 120, 50 people in here today, bro. Room's bigger than you think it is. There's 250 chairs down here, so you can do the math. But watch where you're sitting. You might sit on somebody. Just kidding. Wind and fire. And now this is this promise of the Father is coming into this room with angelic and supernatural, super otherworldly manifestation. Do you think it really got their attention, Charles? I think so. They never heard a sound like this. They never saw a fire like this. It's breaking out from the center and going, sitting on everyone. Everybody say everyone. The Holy Spirit wants to set on everybody, and He doesn't want to miss anybody. Every one of us that's born again has the Spirit of God in them, is appointed and called and separated to do the Lord's work, like pray for the lost. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor. We do a lot of this stuff. But is it at the forefront of our attention span? Maybe not. You know, probably every morning I wake up, I don't pray for Uncle Joe down by the railroad track. But I probably should. Amen? Just a little bit of inventory this morning. About okay? You breathing again? Okay. They're appearing in cloven tongues like as a fire, and it's set upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled. Everybody say filled.
Filled.
We're about to have church. Because you can't have church without being filled. Without the presence of God, church is not church. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Who that be? That ain't Casper. It's not Ghostbusters showing up. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. God Himself, the Spirit of God. Fill them. Ever say, and Miss Joy said it, if you haven't received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you can right now. Lord, fill me and give me this experience that they got, because it's for all of us. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Boy, Brother Jim, it's pretty good to have got down to this part, because I don't believe in speaking in tongues. In fact, you're looking at the man who said, I'll never do that. I'm like Paul now. I speak with tongues more than anybody else because it is real. It is very, very, very real. It is the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. When you receive that, you just had Pentecost. Could somebody give me a little whoop-whoop about that? You just had Pentecost the day you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Even when you got born again, you had some Pentecost going on in there. Because now you've been sealed. I mean, you've been saved, and the Spirit of God has set up office in you. But now you said, hey, I'm open for business. I'm ready to go to work. Before, you just want to sit on the back. Oh, sorry. Larry, no. If you're sitting on the back row, please forgive me. God loves people in back row just as much as he loves people in front row. Everybody say, thank you very much. You're open for business. God is now the God of your life. You go from Savior to Lord and then working for him. You know, he's called every one of us. Hey, phone's ringing. Phone's ringing. Jackie, your phone's ringing. You answered it, didn't you? Some of our phones rang a long time ago and you answered. Some of us this morning said, I didn't answer. Hey, he still got your number and he knows your name. And he's calling today by the Holy Spirit and the anointing in this place. Come on, I need you. Receive me in my fullness. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow you. These signs are not something you can buy at Walmart or some store, or you can work out and get to this point of condition in your life. No. Or you can have an education to get to this point in your life. No. These are supernatural signs and wonders that only come through the Holy Spirit of God in our lives, on our lives, and in this world, because somebody in this world desperately needs to be saved. Somebody somewhere, some child is hanging by the cliff. Can't hold much longer. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I can't get there. I can't. Let's pray. Could be an angel would come by and save her. Could be. We vastly underestimate the power available to us. We vastly underestimate what God has for us. What he's asked us to do. We underestimate just because we can't see it and feel it, we don't think it's that powerful. You know, like the guy said, and he asked me, told me his story, and I said, well, I'll pray for you. He said, is that all you're going to do? I need some money. Well, I'll give him what I got. Won't be much, probably. He'd get him maybe out of town. But God can give him a whole new life. Where God's the source and not a person. What a liberating day when you come to the realization that your paycheck is not what you're all about. It does not define you. We in this country, in this world, we applaud people who are rich and famous. Do we not? Even Christians fall right in. They just suck right into that. Amen? And we give them special place and special honor. Oh, they're just very successful. We don't know they're so doped up at night because they can't sleep. What's riches got them? You got more than they got. You got God. Amen? Now, I didn't mean to say that all people rich and famous don't have God. But riches and being famous is not our source. That does not identify. Because when you stand before God, he don't care how many Cadillacs you got. He wants to know is there faith in your heart. I'm preaching good. This is day of Pentecost celebration. And we're going to celebrate the fact that that day when I prayed and received the Holy Spirit, I had a Pentecost experience. And guess what? I've been having one ever since. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. We don't need to celebrate just on 4th of July. We don't need to celebrate just on 4th of July. We need to celebrate all the time. Not on Sunday just at 11 o'clock, but we need to celebrate all the time. There should be fireworks going off in your life all the time. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Driving to work. Hallelujah. On Monday morning, it's raining, cloudy, and cold. You say, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just glad to be alive. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I'm somewhere going to create a miracle for somebody. And you go and you punch that clock. Here you go, click, click, doing your job. Guess what? Your choice, your attitude makes all the difference. Your attitude determines how high you fly. Lucha never said that was for you. If you're not sitting close to somebody, come on up here and say that to me. Hallelujah. So anyway, speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Why tongues? I don't know. Except I do know this. That words create. That's how God created everything. Well, with faith-filled words. Amen? In fact, Jesus came up out of hell when the Father said, that's enough! And put the name of God back in him. And boom! We get this idea that Jesus, you know, where's the elevator to the checkout room of Hotel Hell? And gets the little key and goes out the door and everybody says, goodbye. And he said, okay, goodbye. Let me tell you something. Jesus absolutely destroyed hell, death, and the grave. Can I get a little excitement out of us on this morning? He absolutely destroyed hell, death, and the grave. If you think Jesus is a little wimpy guy, let me tell you something. When you see him, you're going to just fall over as dead because he don't look like what you think he looks like. And he's in you, and in you, and in you, and in me. So we can brag about it. No. So we can go to work for God and give him all the glory. The more glory you give him, the more help he's going to give you. Amen? You want a better job? You want a better life? We all do. God's got something better for you. And it sure is a lot more fun when Jesus is with you. Amen? How many ever had a bad job and you knew you was at the wrong place at the wrong time and God was on Highway 45 and you're on Highway 78? Not a good place to be. But you know what? God can change all that, can't he? Hallelujah. Let's get on the road with him. Amen. Speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Words, as we demonstrated a while ago, with Ann's purse, which I fetched for her. But I had to do it and hand it to her. In the spirit realm, just as much she needed that purse to go home because the car key's in it. She couldn't drive without the purse because the key's in the purse. Got it? So she had to have it. Just in the spirit realm, in the realm of faith, we obtain things by what we say. By his stripes, I am healed. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. And I believe in my heart that he's been raised from the dead and he is the Son of the living God. And I am now saved, glory be to God, according to the word of God. And I'm going to ask him to fill me with the Holy Spirit because I want everything God's got. If you believe that and you desire, if you want everything that God's got for you except the tongues, let me tell you something, neighbor. You need to rethink that. Everybody needs this experience. If you read the book of Acts, when the church was just getting started, speaking in tongues was the normal, not the exceptional. Today, it's got dumbed down. We don't believe that because we don't need, Jennifer, we don't need God in that experience in our life. You know, I'm smart. I've gone to college even. I have 2 years at Etowama Junior College. I have a what do you call that? Associate degree from Etowama Junior College. Whoopee-doo. Does that make me elevated to the point I don't need God? No. We all need God because without him, we're going to the wrong place. But with him, we're going to heaven, and until that time, we will occupy, and that means don't just stand there, but to gain ground. You don't give up any ground, you gain ground. Hallelujah. Well, God's good. Happy Pentecost Sunday. I'm better off for it, and so are you. We got to have church because this day happened about 2,000 years ago. At least 120 came. We got more than 120 here today. Right here in the little town of Oklahoma, Mississippi. Amen? I'm glad about all this. God is doing great, great things. And I want to go with Him. I want to have some fun watching. Let me tell you something. The moment you invite Jesus into your life is the moment your adventure begins. He's calling. He's calling your name. Your heavenly phone is ringing. Question being, are you going to answer it? Are you going to look at your phone? Oh, that's just dying. She does it to me too. We all do that. I mean, you drive a lawnmower, you ain't got time to talk. She don't want to let go of that thing. You go in the lake. You have to come fish her out. And fishers are men and women. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's your ministry. Hallelujah. But your phone is ringing and it's God calling. He said, I need you. And I need you at your best. I need all you got. And I'm going to give you more than you ever thought about having. Trust me. And the word for all of us today is the word Jesus gave to Jairus. Only believe. Only believe. Can you do that? Do you want to do that? Only believe, and all things are possible, those that believe. When you said, I believe, your angel said, tell us what to do. Make me the head, not the tail. Bless me coming in and going out. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Give me a ministry. Show me what to do. Open doors for me. Close doors for me. Give me favor. Fill me with salvation. And if you read in Hebrews 13, I think it's 13, maybe 1. Anyway, the angels attend to your salvation. And that word salvation there is sozo, the Greek word, which means wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. You are exactly all that God wants you to be. Let's put it to use. If President Trump were calling you today, would you answer the phone? Probably couldn't say this anywhere, probably down here, but we could. Would you answer? If I were calling, would you answer? But I'm telling you, for all of us, He's always calling. Let's answer. The adventure begins. How many of y'all want to go? Some of y'all have been on vacation. Oh, the Repays have been on vacation. And their family. And all of you would like to go on vacation. Probably got one plan. Are you excited about it? I'm excited about ours. We're going on vacation. In July. Amen. But the greatest trip of all is to start your life and your walk with God. If God be for you, who can be against you? You are a force to be reckoned with. You are the body of Christ. And the devil is under your feet. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for what Jesus did for us on the cross, the 3 days and nights, the resurrection, the showing of Himself by many infallible proofs, and on the day of Pentecost. Oh my goodness, Lord. You filled us up. The promise of the Father came. You demonstrated your greatness and the experience of the Holy Spirit, wind and fire, filling us. We received it. And we did what the Spirit told us to do. We spoke. Now, Father, as we speak your word, may the way be made straight. May the mountains be removed. May the promises of God be fulfilled in all of our lives. We declare that Jesus is the Lord of our lives at this moment in time, this day and forever. And we say, yes, Lord, we will answer the phone. What is it, sir? I answer. And today, Lord God, I'm asking you to save me, to fill me with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Lord, I need not only the experience of salvation and being born again, I need to be made a new creature. But Lord, I need strength and I need power. I need wisdom. I need all you got from me. All that you have. And I receive it now. I believe. As we're live streaming today, we pray for all of you that are listening to this. May you too answer the call. Your phone is ringing. Jesus has an experience for you. He wants to give you himself. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to fill you with his Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Where you don't speak out of your own understanding, you speak out of your spirit, which is perfect. And we have information from heaven where we can go and do what God's called us to do. Would you receive him today? Say yes to God. Make that choice. And you will never regret it. So, thank you all for being here today. God is good. We appreciate our praise team and our sound team. Amen. If you don't ever tell them, you ought to tell them sometime. Y'all did a good job. Amen. And they'll tell you, you did a good job too, because when we interact with them, it makes everything a lot better. Amen. Whew. I'm excited, Junior. God's got great things for all of us. We've all been down roads. We've all been down roads and we thought perhaps we'd never get back. But you got back. Because somebody prayed. And you made a good choice somewhere. Welcome home. Let's stay together. And let's build the kingdom of God. Let's pray for those who are lost. Let's help those that are backed away. And for whatever reason, I do not know. I do know that the devil's in the middle of all of it. So we cast him out of the situation. Amen? You have authority over the devil. Praise God. Well, if you don't stand up, I'm going to keep talking. Where's Braden? Is Braden here? Where's Braden? Come here, buddy. Come here, Braden. Look at it. Come here, partner. You big old boy. Jump. Boom. All right. What was it? Thursday night? Thursday night, Braden gave his life to the Lord Jesus. And he's going to be baptized. And I promise you right now, I won't hold you under too long. That was his only concern. How long is he going to hold me under the water? Well, I thank God for him. And I thank God for you, buddy. What God's done for you. Wow, what a life you got in front of you. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads and great-grandmas and whatever, don't keep the gospel away from your kids. You make sure that they see and know and understand the things of God. Amen? Yeah. There should be some time we set down the technology and talk about the things of God. Bring them to church. Amen. Thank you, buddy. Let's give Braden a hand clap. Amen. But we're about all this work going on next door is for guys like that right there. Your youth are worth the cost. We're putting a lot of money over there. A lot of things are going to change. As far as physical things are happening, we got people in position to do and to, whatever that needs to be done. That's what it's all about. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. So we're doing that for the youth and for the nursery. And look, don't forget this afternoon at 5, we're going to be praying. One of the main words that came up at the ministers at the meeting this week came from Sister Lori. And she said, God says, don't forget the babies. And she went on and on and on. We have an opportunity. The church is to take dominion. We're the ruling bunch. We can bring down abortion in this nation. Millions. Am I right with that? Anybody got a figure on that? Millions of babies have been destroyed over this period of time. Millions. We got to change this. We're going to do it. God's going to do it.
Yes.
Y'all want to help?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of help, I want to thank everybody that's helped next door. Brought all our stuff down. We didn't bring anything back up. We brought it all down, didn't we, Barry? And I want to thank Thursday night. We had some more things brought down. Didn't have a lot of help, but praise be to God. They got it done. Let me say, God, it did. I'm glad the camera's off. But all of you are very important. We're going to have a lot more to do. We got to get stuff back up there and some other things. So, guys, watch Facebook. If somebody else sees your name on Facebook, say, guys, we're going to have a work night. Pass the word around. Not everybody does Facebook or text. But anyway, we need your help. More, the merrier. Amen.